Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun. The werewolf part of the curse is sealed with moonstone.
So tell me about your ex, Catherine.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike?
The moonstone is what breaks the curse.
Sacrifice is what breaks it.
The blood of the doppelganger. You're the doppelganger.
Don't. You need me. Elena's in danger.
Klaus is the real deal.
Who is he?
From the first generation of vampires.
The oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me.
Luca.
I'd like to introduce you to my dad.
Jonas. Martin.
You're a witch.
We prefer the term warlock.
Elijah.
One of the originals. You got in touch with Elijah. How'd you do it?
A guy named Slater in Richmond.
You can destroy the curse, but you need the moonstone.
Slater stabs himself in the heart with a stake.
He delivered this message. Won't be long now.
Elena is asleep in bed. A noise wakes her from her slumbers. She sits up on her elbows and looks around. Seeing no one, she relaxes back on her bed. Someone in a long dark coat moves just outside her bedroom door, which is slightly ajar. Elena sits up with a start and looks around. The man has vanished. Uneasy, Elena gets out of bed and goes over to the door. She steps out onto the landing and looks around. As she pads along, she hears someone behind her and spins around. It's Alaric with a bowl of cereal.
Elena!
I heard something.
Jenna appears.
That was us. Sorry.
We didn't think anyone was up.
But here you are, and here we are.
We were just
getting this.
The man's in Elena's room.
Junkie monkey.
He takes several items.
I'm not really hungry. At all.
Well, I'm naked. So I'm gonna go.
Alaric wanders off. Elena heads back to her room.
I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay, Jenna, don't worry about it.
I know he's been staying over a lot. Are you sure it's okay?
Seems like things are good.
Jenna smiles.
They're extremely good.
And I'm extremely okay with it.
The man takes a framed photo from Elena's dressing table and leaves. Jenna and Elena return to their rooms. Elena gets back into bed. The man is revealed to be Jonas. He sports a goatee beard and listens outside Elena's bedroom door. He takes a hand mirror off a side table and puts it in the waistband of his trousers before walking away down the stairs. He lets himself out of the house and walks off into the night. The Vampire Diaries. Damon and Stefan walk down a flight of stone steps to the tomb.
Let's do it. One, two, three.
They lift a stone door open. Later, they visit Elena.
Hey, can we talk?
Why?
We want to see Catherine.
Come on in.
They step inside. In the tomb, they put the stone door aside and look into a darkened room.
Please, come on in. There's plenty of room for all of us.
I'd rather poke my eyes out.
They're such pretty eyes.
We're here for the moonstone.
Feel like tossing it over?
Tell you what. You get your little witch to hocus pocus me out of here, you can have whatever you want.
I thought you liked it in here. Nice and safe, where Klaus can't get to you.
I've had time to reconsider.
Meaning you're hungry.
I'm starving, Damon. And dirty, but above all, I'm bored. At least running from Klaus was boring. So here's the deal. You get me out of here, you get the moonstone, and I'll disappear from Mystic Falls forever. Let me know what you decide. You don't believe her, do you?
No, of course not. We just want the moonstone.
According to Rose's friend Slater, there's a way to destroy the spell that Klaus wants to break.
No spell, no doppelganger sacrifice. Ergo, you live.
How do you destroy it?
By releasing it from the moonstone.
How do you guys even know this is gonna work?
Because we have a crafty witch on our side.
You discussed it with Bonnie.
She agreed to do anything she could to help us.
It's Catherine who has the moonstone. She's not gonna give it to you.
We're gonna get it from her.
Well, what he means to say is that we will pry it from her cold, dead hand if we have to.
Bonnie just needs to find a way to release the seal long enough for us to get in, get the moonstone, and get out in time for her to return it.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you guys already have it all planned out.
Yep.
We're awesome.
Except for one thing. I don't want you to do it.
Stefan and Damon exchange a look.
What are you talking about, Elena? We don't have a choice.
What about Klaus?
We'll find him right after we get the moonstone.
Is that before or after he kills everyone that I care about, including the two of you?
Elena, if we can dispel the moonstone, we can save your life.
I know. Everybody keeps saying that.
She gets up and walks away. Damon and Stefan exchange a look. Bonnie and Luca.
So your grams waited till you were in high school to tell you that you're a witch?
I mean, she brought it up before, but I just thought she was drunk. In my defense, she was.
So then you're like, no.
Newish. I still have some growing pains.
Like?
Physically, it's become a lot harder. I have a bad reaction to it sometimes.
Your nosebleeds?
Yeah. And I pass out sometimes.
It's because you're trying to do too much on your own. You need help.
From what?
From nature. The elements. Just things that you can draw extra power from. Have you ever channeled another witch before?
What is that?
Say we put our energy together, we can double our strength. I'll show you. Watch. Let me see that bracelet.
She takes the bracelet off. Luca takes off a pendant and they swap.
Take this. Now, I want you to stand very still and concentrate.
I don't get it.
No, I know.
What are we doing?
We're channeling. The personal items will act as a talisman. Now, concentrate.
Bonnie closes her eyes. Luca regards her steadily. Bonnie opens her eyes again and regards him with a quizzical expression.
What is that?
Luca smiles and closes his eyes. A stiff breeze blows up, whipping leaves up off the ground around them. Bonnie gasps, then closes her eyes again. The breeze strengthens, blowing other students' notes about. Bonnie smiles as she concentrates. She opens her eyes and looks around. She and Luca both grin.
Pretty cool, huh?
Jeremy comes over to them.
What's with that weather, huh?
It's global warming, man. Don't know. I gotta go. See you later, Bonnie.
Okay.
Bye.
You guys weird, huh?
No, he's not.
Bonnie notices she's still got Luca's pendant, a set of military-style dog tags. Her mobile rings.
What is it?
It's Damon.
Elena enters Mossy Manse and finds Rose.
It's not nice to leave a girl naked so early in the morning. Whoa. Sorry, I thought you were...
Elena looks embarrassed.
There's no one else here. Actually, I came to talk to you.
Then I should probably get dressed.
Later, Rose is dressed.
It's a bad idea. No, it's not. From what Stefan told me, your friend Slater obviously has more information about Klaus. You and Damon just gave up before you got it.
Because somebody blew up a coffee shop with us in it.
There's more to learn. We just have to find a way to learn it.
Why are you coming to me with this?
Because you owe me. One word from me and Damon and Stefan could have killed you for kidnapping me.
Or maybe it's because you know that they wouldn't want you doing this. And their moonstone caper gives you a chance to sneak away.
We're having a disagreement, okay? They're willing to risk everyone that I love, and I'm not.
They're just trying to protect you.
And you've proven that you couldn't care less whether I'm protected or not. So we're back to you taking me to Slater.
What exactly do you hope to achieve by this?
How would you like to be able to walk during the daylight?
I've been a slave to shadows for 500 years. What do you think?
I think I know a witch who's willing to do whatever it takes to help. If you're willing to make a deal.
Rose looks very interested. At high school, Tyler is shooting basketball hoops in the yard. He gets one in, then misses the next shot. Matt catches the ball and comes over to Tyler.
Hey man, how you doing?
Good, you?
I pissed myself for picking a fight with you. And feeling guilty for what happened to Sarah. I mean, I've been dodging you for days because I didn't know what to say to you.
Don't worry about it, man.
I'm really sorry. Please know that.
Tyler nods. Matt hands over the ball and shuffles off. Caroline.
Matt.
Hey.
How are you?
I've been better.
They stand staring at each other.
I gotta get to class.
Okay.
He heads off. Caroline looks frustrated and goes over to Tyler.
You two still in the outs?
Looks like it. We realize there's almost a full moon.
Vampires don't have enough problems. You want to take on mine?
Have you even thought about it? The whole wolf thing? To know what you're going to do?
I have a plan.
She looks intrigued.
Well?
Kind of private.
I'm student council vice president, head of the prom committee, not to mention I single-handedly organized this town's cleanup campaign. And you're really going to turn down my help?
Bonnie's with Stefan, Damon, and Jeremy.
I might be able to lower the tomb spell long enough for you to get in there and grab the moonstone from Catherine.
How? It took both you and your grams last time, and look what happened to her.
I'm well aware of what happened. I've learned a few new things.
Bonnie.
How will you get it?
She hasn't been feeding. She's weaker. Or not.
You wouldn't be underestimating her, would you?
It's a plan. Is it perfect? What plan is?
Let me do it. I've got my ring. I can get in, get out. No spells necessary.
Gee, thanks, you 16-year-old. Child. Why didn't we think about that? Why are you even here?
Maybe I can help better the plan. Do you have anything that belongs to Catherine?
Stefan and Damon exchange a look. A black SUV drives into an underground car park. Rose leads Elena up a stairwell. At the top, she bangs on a pair of heavy doors.
Slater! Slater, it's Rose. Open up.
It's not home. Sorry.
Mm-mm. No. We didn't come all the way out of here for nothing.
Elena indicates the doors. Rose pushes them open, breaking a chain that was holding them closed.
After you.
They make their way into the apartment.
Slater?
As Rose walks through the airy, stylish apartment, she stops when she sees something on the floor.
I don't think he's going to be much help.
Elena runs over and joins Rose. She sees Slater's cadaver lying on its back with the stake sticking out of its chest. Desk and picks up some paperwork.
Looks like whoever blew up the coffee shop found him and killed him for his information.
Yeah, probably to stop him from helping people like us. The guy was a vampire almanac. Knowing too much information just bit him in the ass.
Rose goes over to some large windows and pulls back the curtains. Daylight floods into the room.
What are you...
Tempered glass. UV rays can't penetrate.
I used to just come here and watch the day.
Elena looks at a photo of Rose and Slater together.
Sorry about Slater.
Any luck?
It's password protected. I can't get in.
Then this is pointless. Let's just go.
Stay here.
Rose goes to investigate the noise. She opens the door to the next room.
Alice?
A frightened-looking 20-something brunette runs out of the room and hugs Rose, but Mossy Mance.
This belonged to Catherine. Found it with her things after I thought she was dead, but it was hers.
Stefan holds up an old photograph of Catherine. Bonnie takes it and puts it in a bowl. She dips her fingers in a glass of clear liquid and sprinkles the liquid over the photograph. It immediately bursts into flames. Bonnie closes her eyes and inhales the smoke from the burning photo.
Terra Moravantis. Oh, Incantis.
What will this do?
I can turn the metal to ash. Blow the ashes on her, and it'll incapacitate her for a minute or two. Long enough for you to get the stone and get out.
Bonnie suddenly looks alarmed and holds her hand to her nose. Tyler and Caroline walk through the woods.
Matt's bumming pretty hard.
I know. It's better this way.
I get it.
You do?
Yeah. You can't be honest with him. It's not really fair to be with someone and not really let them know who you are.
She looks down.
I get it. Right over here. There's a cellar that goes to our old property.
I know.
You do?
I know that this is the old Lockwood property.
They go over to the steps leading down to the cellar.
Watch your step.
Tyler switches a torch on as they descend.
I'm guessing this is where Mason was headed the night he turned. It's this way.
Did Mason tell you about this place?
Mason bolted before I triggered the curse, but I found these.
He shines his torch on some claw marks in the rock wall off the tunnel they're in. Manacles hang from the wall nearby.
They're gold.
And these bolts and chains. I need new chains, but the bolts could still hold.
He tugs at them to test them.
I think that's what this place was used for. Full moons.
They walk on a little way up the tunnel.
What's this?
Caroline picks up a small item wrapped in a white cloth.
I have no idea.
She unwraps it, revealing a notebook.
Was it Mason's?
Tyler flicks through the book.
August 31st. My body is changing. I'm edgy, angry, impatient. I get so mad I black out and forget what I say or do. Not myself, not since Jimmy's death. What's happening to me? He chronicled everything. Full moon is tonight.
Well, does he say what happened?
Tyler flicks on through the tome and finds a digital storage card wedged between the pages. He takes the object out and exchanges curious looks with Caroline. At Mossy Manse, Bonnie tips the ash of the photo out of the bowl.
So I gotta get the torches. Alaric, state gun's in my trunk. Bonnie.
Go ahead. I'm almost done.
Jeremy watches as Damon carries a bag of equipment from the room. He turns to Bonnie.
What are you doing? You're not strong enough.
She shushes him and puts a finger to his lips.
Be fine.
You could get hurt.
And Elena could die. I'll be fine. I promise.
He doesn't look convinced.
Right, here, I got this, okay? Go get me something to put this in. All right?
She smiles and goes. As soon as she's not looking, Jeremy scrapes a portion of the photo ash into his hand with a credit card. At Slater's apartment, Rose sits with Alice. Rose gets up and joins Elena, who's making tea in the kitchen.
She found him a few minutes before we did.
How is she?
Overreacting. Big time.
Her boyfriend just died. There's no such thing as overreacting.
As tears are for her, she didn't care about Slater. She was only dating him long enough to see if he'd turn up.
Elena looks thoughtful and takes a cup of tea through to Alice.
Thank you. You look really familiar. Did you know Slater?
Not personally, no. I just knew that he kept detailed records of all of his vampire contacts, and I was hoping that he could point me towards Klaus.
Doubtful. Klaus doesn't want to be pointed at.
Do you know Slater's computer password?
Are you seriously asking me that right now? I just saw my boyfriend with a stake through his heart.
I understand that. Do you know his password?
Who do you think you are?
Alice shakes her head, then takes a sip of her tea. Elena looks over at Rose.
What if I could convince Rose to turn you?
Wide-eyed, Rose shrugs.
Will you show us his files, then?
At a computer...
Someone's been here. The hard drive's completely wiped out.
Yeah, probably whoever killed him. Lucky for you, Slater was paranoid. Everything's backed up on our remote server.
Alice types.
You know that she's not going anywhere near my blood, right?
I know. She doesn't.
Elena steps over to Alice. Rose smiles knowingly.
Kristen Stewart. God, was he obvious?
These are all leads to vampires?
Slater was obsessed. Almost as much as me.
What about that one? Cody Webber. They exchanged dozens of emails about Elijah.
I could call him?
A mobile phone.
Tell him that we're trying to send a message to Klaus. The doppelganger is alive, and she's ready to surrender.
What?
Oh my God, I knew I recognized you.
Get him the message, please.
Alice's jaw slackens and her eyes light up. Rose is open-mouthed and anxious. Elena marches off into another room and leans over a table, pale and afraid. Rose comes in.
What are you doing?
I'm getting Klaus's attention.
If Klaus knows that you're alive, he'll find you and he'll kill you.
Elena looks down and nods.
She's exactly what you wanted all along.
It's either me or my family.
So this whole charade was some suicide mission so that you could sacrifice yourself and save everyone else.
Alice enters.
Cody is on his way, and he really wants to meet you.
Rose closes her eyes in despair. Catherine's in the dingy tomb. She stares at a spot of light ahead of her.
Youngest Gilbert, this is an intriguing surprise.
I'm here for the Moonstone.
Yeah, the Moonstone. It's very popular today.
Just give it to me.
Naive little Gilbert.
He steps forward.
If you want it, you're gonna have to come here and get it.
Jeremy shoots a stake into her stomach, then throws a handful of white powder at her. She falls backwards. He walks over to her.
I kinda figured you'd say that. Come on, where is it?
Armpit, then glances around. He shines a torch into the tomb, stands and steps slowly along, deeper into the tomb. He notices a set of wrought iron gates in an iron fence. He opens them and spots the moonstone on a stone table beyond. He grabs the translucent stone, holds it up, then bolts out of the tomb. Fangs bared, Catherine attacks him. She bites above in the woods.
Sorry, I'm late. I had to grab the grimoire from home.
Jeremy couldn't take the pressure, huh?
He said he'd be here.
They head into the tomb.
Not a good time, Rose.
Don't be angry with me.
Why would you do?
You need to get to Richmond immediately.
Tell me.
In the tomb, Stefan chucks down a bag, then spots the moonstone on the ground.
The hell?
Is it the moonstone? I hate to interrupt. But today's just been full of surprises.
She has Jeremy.
Sorry, I took some powder.
Don't worry. I know that he's wearing his ring, so no matter how many times I kill him, he'll just keep coming back for more. So, I'm gonna be in the back playing with my new little toy. And you guys just give me a holler when you got the tomb open.
The objects Jonas took from Elena's room, a vanity mirror, a necklace, a photo in a frame, and a hair on a hanky.
So how exactly does this spell work?
To Jonas, who has a knife.
Give me your hand.
Elijah puts his hand in Jonas's hand with his wrist up. Jonas cuts his wrist. Elijah blinks and stares into the distance.
Place it here.
Over the photo of Elena.
Now, take my hand.
With his other hand, he does so.
Close your eyes. Relax your mind. And look for her.
Jonas frowns in concentration, his eyelids droop.
Fes matos tribum, nas ex viras.
In Slater's apartment, Elena stares out of the window. She sees Elijah's reflection. She gawps, then turns away. She glances back, the reflection has disappeared.
You saw her, didn't you?
I know exactly where she is.
He smiles. Bonnie lights flaming torches.
Hell is Damon?
We can't wait. We have to get him out of there.
She's fed. She has her strength back.
We still have what's left of the ash.
Do you think you can get close enough?
I don't have a choice.
It's gonna take me some time.
How long?
I don't know. A while.
Just get me in there as soon as you can.
Stefan heads off. Luca arrives home.
So how was school?
Riveting.
Es mato sarvis. Nax ex malom.
Luca draws a sharp breath. Jonas turns to him.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Jonas turns away and Luca puts his hand on his chest gingerly. In the tomb.
Per amor avantis, quo incantis. Per fasaco.
Caroline and Tyler sit on a sofa together in front of a laptop. Tyler inserts the memory card into the laptop.
It's September 15th. 2 hours from the first full moon since I triggered the curse.
You taped his first transformation.
She leafs through the notebook.
It's nothing but September 16th. He wrote about everything the next day. I chose the garage. I could deadbolt the door. It was far from the street, so no one could hear. I bolted hooks to the floor for the carabiners. Or like for mountain climbing?
Retractable cables.
On the laptop, he secures chains to the garage floor.
What's he doing?
It's wolfsbane. I diluted wolfsbane with water to weaken myself, but I could barely get it down without puking. It felt like I was drinking battery acid.
She fast forwards. He's now chained up.
Over an hour passed. Nothing happened. It got so quiet, I could hear my own blood pumping. And that's when...
He throws a bike across the garage. He convulses.
I kept thinking I'd black out and not feel it, but I did. I felt all of it.
Somebody
else. How long is it?
We're 3 hours in. 4 hours. 5 hours. How long does this last?
She flicks through the diary. Tyler watches the guy lying on the floor, dripping with sweat, his eyes full of pain. Tyler presses stop.
I can't do that. Caroline, whatever that was, I can't go through that.
Caroline frowns anxiously. At Slater's apartment, Elena is drinking a glass of water, and gothy Alice watches her.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Rose enters.
You called him?
I'm sorry, Elena.
You said that you understood.
She lied.
Elena turns to Damon.
Damon Salvatore.
Get rid of her.
No way.
Come on, we're leaving.
No.
I said we're leaving.
I'm not going with you.
You do not get to make decisions anymore.
When have I ever made a decision? You and Stefan do that for me. Now this is my decision.
Who's going to save your life while you're out making decisions?
You're not listening to me, Damon. I don't want to be saved. Not if it means that Klaus is going to kill every single person that I love.
Get your ass out the door before I throw you over my shoulder and carry you out myself.
No.
Elena swings at Damon, but he catches her hand and holds it still. She weakens. He leans in close and stares into her eyes.
Don't ever do that again.
Eventually, he lets go of her. She's clearly shaken. In the tomb...
Ooh, something's happening.
Bonnie, no. You have to stop her. She's not strong enough.
Bonnie chants.
Maybe she is.
At home, Luca gets another twinge. Jonas leans over him.
What's going on?
It's Bonnie Bennett. And she's channeling me.
Why would you let her do that?
He told me to bond with her, so I bonded.
Look at her.
Luca and Bonnie get nosebleeds.
Bonnie, you gotta stop her!
Catherine elbows Jeremy to the ground.
You need to stop. Bonnie!
Luca!
Luca collapses. Jonas holds Luca's head in his hands. Bonnie collapses.
Bonnie!
Bonnie. Bonnie, wake up, please. Bonnie, wake up. Bonnie.
Yes, please, because I'm still in here.
Are you okay?
Bonnie sits up.
You all right?
It didn't work. I'm not strong enough. Even with help.
I can't do it.
That's too bad. I'm still hungry.
She goes to bite Jeremy. Stefan moves at super speed to push her off and push Jeremy out of the way. Jeremy falls and Bonnie tends to him. Stefan pins Catherine against the wall.
You know what? I don't think we should read this anymore.
Why? What did you read?
There's a reason it's called a curse, Tyler.
Unimaginable pain. I thought it would never end. It was the worst night of my life.
But he did say that the transformation speeds up over time. So if you can just get through this first time, then...
Why are you helping me?
What do you mean?
Why do you care? We've never been friends before.
That's not true. I've known you my entire life, Tyler.
We've never been close. Not like this.
She falters.
I don't know. You just seem like you... Like you kind of need it.
He gazes up at her and she sits down beside him.
I was alone when I turned. I had no control over my body or my urges. And I killed somebody.
She eyes him. He furrows his brow.
I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want you to be alone.
She shrugs. He gazes at her.
Time and time, thought through it all. How we loved and loved.
Got it.
How we fought each other.
Caroline gets up to answer the door, leaving Tyler pensive on the sofa. She opens the door.
Matt.
I know I should have called. I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
I don't know, but I was driving home from work and I kind of found myself here.
Well, are you okay? I've been worrying about you.
I miss you.
They gaze into one another's eyes. Caroline beams at him. Tyler opens the front door and comes out.
Hey.
Matt looks down at Slater's apartment.
Time to go. Alice is soundly sleeping and won't remember a moment of this horribly stupid day.
The guys burst in.
We're here to meet the doppelganger.
Thank you for coming.
I will break your arm.
There's nothing here for you.
The guy at the back falls to the ground. Elijah is standing behind him. Elena and Damon gawp at him. Elijah moves forward with super speed, and Rose leaves.
I killed you. You were dead.
For centuries now. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Elijah.
The guy's jaw drops.
We were gonna bring her to you. For Klaus. She's the doppelganger. I don't know how she exists, but she does. Klaus would want to see her.
Does anyone else know that you're here?
No.
Well, then you have been incredibly helpful.
He plunges his hands into both guys' chests and rips out their hearts. They drop to the floor, and Elijah lets their hearts slide out of his hands. He heads off at super speed. Jonas walks through his apartment. He finds Elijah standing at the window, gazing out.
Where's Luca?
Asleep.
Your shadow spell was successful. I was able to track that girl. However, I did have a little run-in with one of the brothers that killed me.
I assume he didn't live to tell about it.
Actually, I spared him.
Jonas frowns.
He died before he let anything happen to her. They both would. should have kept safe.
For now.
Well, that's precisely what we need her to be.
He turns to face Jonas.
Safe.
Jonas frowns thoughtfully. Jeremy and Bonnie arrive at the Gilbert residence.
Come home, okay? I don't need an escort to my room.
I don't know. Between here and upstairs, there's still time for you to do something stupid.
I already feel bad. I don't need you to berate me.
Stefan is stuck in there, and I don't know how to get him out. What should I be doing?
You should admit that you never should have tried this in the first place.
I didn't have a choice, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, neither did I.
Why did you have to get involved?
Because I didn't want you to get hurt.
She straightens and stares at him.
Jeremy? You can't feel that way about me.
What? Don't act like this is one-sided, like I'm some kid that has a crush on his sister's friend. You could have died today.
He strokes her cheek gently.
You almost did.
That was a chance I was willing to take.
He leans in to kiss her.
I can't.
She's tearful.
I'm sorry.
She hurries out, but pauses at the doorway and turns back. She leaves.
Thank you for bringing me home.
Well, your ride left you. I didn't want to leave you stranded.
She was just scared. She didn't mean to run.
Yes, she did. She's been running 500 years.
Can't believe Elijah's alive. Why do you think he killed those two vampires and just let us go?
If I had a dollar for every time some evil vampire surprised me.
Elena heads in. Damon grabs her by the arm.
What you did today was incredibly stupid.
Actually, the only thing that was stupid was that I got caught.
She pulls her arm free.
I don't question why you and Stefan and everyone else try so hard to save me. You shouldn't question why I would try to save all of you. Damon, good night, okay?
What?
Stefan.
Stefan!
In the tomb.
Stefan!
Don't you dare.
Stefan's in there, Damon. How could you let this happen?
What are you talking about? I was too busy saving you from your crazy kamikaze mission.
You didn't even have to go after the Moonstone in the first place.
It was the right call, Alina.
Right call? How is any of this the right call? Damon, let go of me! Damon, let go of me! Let go of me! Let go of me! Please.
You done?
He releases her. She tries to go. He holds up a finger. She storms off in the opposite direction.
Of all the idiot plans, Stefan... I'll find a way to get you out.
It's all right. I'll handle myself.
Bonnie has the Moonstone. Work with her. Try to figure out how to dispel it.
You martyr yourself into a tomb, and I get partnered with a semi-competent witch. Wonderful.
Keep Elena away from here.
Yeah, because that'll be easy.
Promise me. No matter what happens, we'll protect her.
Damon narrows his eyes.
Promise.
Stefan nods gravely. Damon heads out.
That right there was the biggest mistake you've ever made.
Stefan walks past Catherine, who smiles. ITFC audio description.